I'm very good, no worry. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to talk to you. We've been keeping an eye on your career for a while, so we thought it was time to get you on the show. So good to chat to you. Tell us, Nolly, how you got started in boxing right back in the day.
I remember I was in third class, and my cousin Dylan just came in to me, and he asked me did I want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was very simple. None of my family did it. Nobody else did it. We just went to the gym and that was it.
So what was it about boxing that kind of hooked you, I suppose?
I'm not sure what hooked me to it. I think maybe I had an offer early on.
Yeah.
And that's why I stuck with it, you know. People were telling me, I remember my trainers were telling me I was good at it. And I think maybe that's why I stuck with it. And eventually I just started to love it.
And talk to us then about your amateur career and how you progressed.
At the start it was a bit of a struggle. I didn't find it too easy to win a national title. You know, I think I won my first one when I was 16 or 17. So I really had to work hard, you know.
Yeah.
I'd advise anyone that, you know, that's struggling at the moment, just keep going with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you work hard, it will pay off. And I was lucky, you know, I kind of progressed when I was 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest reasons I am where I am now.
And how did the professional, like, turn come about then? Who approached you?
I went to New York with a team from Cork.
Yeah.
And my manager now, Kevin Crowley, he lived over there.
Yeah.
And he saw me and he just asked me did I want to come out and come turn professional. He was looking to sign an Irish fighter and that was it.
Was it a tough decision to make? Did you have to think about it?
I did. I went home and I did my leaving cert and I went to college for a year. And then one summer, Kevin, he emailed me. He said he asked did I want to come out for 6 weeks.
Mm.
And I just went for it.
Yeah, because moving to New York as a young man like you isn't exactly the easiest decision in the world to make.
No, it was difficult because I knew I had failed exams in college.
Yeah.
And the repeats were in August. So I knew when I went to New York that I'd be dropping out of college too. So I had to make it work.
Yeah, and you certainly have done. You've gone 8-0 now at the moment. Can you tell? What do you remember about your first pro fight?
My first pro fight? I was just nervous, you know. I was very nervous. But it was a good fight. It was a tough fight. The guy I fought was tough, and he hit hard. But you know, it was a brilliant fight.
Yeah, Anthony Smith. That was 3 years or 2.5 years ago now at this stage, and you've progressed on since then. 8 wins on the bounce. You're really gathering a big following over in the States, and really kind of starting to generate a bit of a buzz now as well, Nolly, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. People are starting to take notice now, and a lot more people are turning up to the fight, and you know, taking notice of me when I walk down the street and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people now were wishing me luck that I didn't even know before my last fight.
Yeah,
that was brilliant, you know.
Yeah, and New York as well is a massive, I suppose, boxing kind of town as well. Everyone is into their boxing in New York.
Irish people love boxing.
Mm.
Like the Irishmen over here, they love it. You know, so they come out to support me.
Excellent. What's next now, Nolly?
Next is Dublin on February 25th.
Yeah, and it must be good to have your first pro fight in Irish soil, I guess.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, there's a lot of people coming up from Cork, especially from Macroom, so it's going to be a good night in Dublin.
I'd say there's buses now being planned from Macroom to head up to that on the 25th.
Yeah.
Who are you fighting?
It's going to be so crass.
Who are you fighting? Yeah, it certainly will be. Who are you fighting on the night, Nolly?
I don't know yet. I don't think there's an opponent confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But my manager, Kevin, he's back in Cork now and he's working on that at the moment.
Hmm. Does it bother you who your opponent is? Are you the kind of person who kind of like looks at film incessantly and studies them, or do you just kind of stick to your own game plan?
I stick to my own game plan. My last fight was the first time I looked at the opponent.
Yeah.
just because he was undefeated, I said I have to start watching him.
Hmm. How would you describe yourself as a fighter, Nolly?
I would say a boxer, a counter-puncher.
Yeah.
As opposed to a puncher.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's how I describe it, a counter-puncher.
Hmm. How far are you going to go in this sport? I mean, like, have you visualised your career path and how far you're going to go?
Yeah, I definitely can see myself winning a world title.
That's what you want.
You know, since I came here and, you know, the guys I'm sparring with world champions out here, you know, and I'm more than holding my own with them.
Hmm.
And, you know, my manager believes in me, my trainer thinks I can be a world champion. And other guys that I talk to around New York believe it as well. So if I keep improving the way I'm improving, so that's just what I have to do, is just stay dedicated and keep doing what I'm doing.
Excellent. We've had Christina Desmond on the show quite a number of times, and she's been telling us stories about how you used to spar back in McCroom. She's doing very, very well at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, Christina's doing brilliant. I definitely missed training in McCroom. It was good fun. We had a good thing going for a bit. Unfortunately, the club is closed now.
Yeah, Christina was saying that. Yes, there's nothing in McCroom at the moment.
No. But Christina's up in Port of Horgans with her trainer, Tom. So she's still flying. She's still doing great. Mm. There's no fear of her.
Yeah, there certainly isn't. Looking forward to seeing what she does down the line. So your next fight is in just over 4 weeks now at the moment. So it's going to be an absolutely cracking night. Looking forward to seeing you on the night, Nolly, seeing how you perform. Very best luck in that fight. And I know that we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Rory, thanks very much, man. I appreciate it.